Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking Daf Lesson a Day in a few minutes. Away. We're looking at Beitza 11. The Gemara shows that a Braisa talks that Beis Shammai say one may not take a slaughter and his knife to an animal on Yom Tov. The notes point out the issue here is transporting of the slaughter's knife. The Gemara mentions slaughter all himself only as a figure of speech. Nor may one take an animal to a slaughter and his knife. The restriction applies only where the animal is far from the knife. In such a case, if one brings the animal and the knife together, then decides not to proceed with the animal's slaughter, he will exert himself needlessly on Yom Tov. Rashi and Rashi will point out in the notes. But Beis Hillel say one may be taken to the other. You can exert yourself a little more on Yom Tov and Shabbos. That's in line with what we talked about on yesterday's stuff. We should do something extra, something special for Shabbos, but we should also push ourselves a little more. If on a regular night I'll make this, that, and the other thing, on Shabbos Yom Tov I should push myself a little more. So on an average night I like to have maybe some broccoli, some cauliflower rice, maybe I make the strawberry dish, which is the frozen strawberries, and I drizzle on a little bit of par of milk and some honey and some cinnamon. It becomes very, very delicious. You bake it for an hour. But I do maybe those three things, maybe something else. But on Shabbos, you know, if I should push myself a little more, making that meat soup or chicken soup or vegetable soup, which is made by me a similar way, you just change the base. We use chicken or beef or vegetable broth as the base. That's the key. And then I'll push myself to make the chullen and then make some brisket with potatoes and onions and make some butternut muffins or apple cinnamon muffins and some broccoli and maybe cauliflower. Push yourself a little more for the sake of your wife and kids, for the sake of your family. If on the weekday you'll make X, Y, and Z, then maybe on Shabbos you should make X, Y, Z, and A, B, C. Not to make 1,000 things that'll go to waste, but push yourself a little more. Like the Gemara talks about here, one can exert himself a little more on Yom Tov, exert himself a little more on Shabbos. What can we do to push ourselves a little more, especially for Onig Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Kavod Shabbos and Yom Tov? Join us next time as we talk Beitza 12 here on the TTD.